Dictation for Robert Dittenberg, D as in David, Ittenberg, January 23, 41. Address as a letter to Matthew Flegel, Flegelpa, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, consultation for Mr. Dittenberg, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with daughter, Lori, L-O-R-I. The last few years, problems of coronavirus, pneumonia, sepsis, rhabdomyolysis, stroke, not a surgical candidate, carotid stenosis, weakness on the right face and right upper extremity, not as much on the right lower extremity. He is a large, obese person, unsteadiness, uses a cane, sometimes a walker, multiple falls, denies recent loss of consciousness, no headaches, no head trauma, denies vomiting dysphagia, he's able to swallow, his speech was minor compromise, for the most part normal. There is diarrhea frequently without any bleeding, has significant frequency urgency, incontinence, but no cloudiness or blood. Has been on Myrbetriq, M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q. Stable edema, known to have neuropathy and peripheral vascular disease. There has been no gangrene or ulcers, no recent chest pain palpitations. Uses CPAP machine for the last 10 years. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no inhalers, no gross orthopnea, minor pruritus. Recently was on rehabilitation, now home the last 3 months. Next paragraph, past medical history, atrial fibrillation. Prior aortic and mitral valve repair. Prior aortic valve replacement and mitral valve repair, also MACE procedure for atrial fibrillation, as well as suture of the left-sided atrial appendage. Complications of sepsis, rhabdomyolysis, pneumonia, long-standing diabetes, hypertension, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, osteoarthritis, chronic back pain, lumbar disease, elevated cholesterol, prior coronary artery stents, next paragraph, reported ascending aortic aneurysm, gout, denies active gastrointestinal bleeding, denies kidney stones, denies chronic liver abnormalities. Next paragraph, surgery for his back, above pulse, ablation, and left atrial appendage closure. Cataract surgery, prior colonoscopy, benign condition. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies to codeine and metformin. He does have elevated white blood cell count, supposed to see hematology. Next paragraph, no smoking, no alcohol. Next paragraph, present medications include semaglutide, S-E-M-A-G-L-U-T-I-D-E, Zoloft, allopurinol, Norvasc, Eliquis, Lipitor, Bumex, B12, Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, Zetia, Glipizide, Levimir, Lisinopril, Melatonin, Mirbetric, Lyrica, a number of vitamins. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 258, 70 inches tall, prior weight 293, over the last 1 year, 40 pounds weight loss. Oxygenation room air 93%, hard of hearing, normal speech, minor facial asymmetry right-sided, bilateral carotid bruise, worse on the right-sided. No localized RAL wheezes, no pericardial RAP, increased S1, S2, question regular, morbid obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, poor peripheral pulses, no ulcers, no gangrene, weakness right upper extremity and right face, some bruises of the skin, repeat blood pressure 100 over 50 on the left side. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from May, 1+ protein in the urine, no blood, normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis close to 21, creatinine has been between 1.6 and 1.9, presaline 1.8, for a GFR of 34, a stage 3B, a normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, elevated PTH 107, anemia 11.7, normal platelet count, increase of neutrophils. Going back in time, back in 2021, creatinine 1.3, otherwise as indicated above 1.6 to 1.9, prior elevated CPK. In this paragraph, there is a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast from December 2022. The presence of aortic and mitral valve prosthetic areas, the occlusive device on the left atrial appendage. At that time, ground glass opacification, both lungs. Some areas described as crazy paving, P-A-V as in Victor, I-N-G, crazy paving, quoted and quoted, on mid and lower lungs. No nodules, no masses, no pleural effusion, heart enlarged, calcification coronary arteries. Calcification of aorta. Liver considered normal. Question right-sided adrenal adenoma. Probably bilateral renal cyst without obstruction, no hydronephrosis. No ascites. Extensive atherosclerosis, abdominal aorta. there is an ulcerated plaque on the right-sided common iliac artery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease. Question is slowly progressive. Monitor over time. No symptoms of urine encephalopathy, pericarditis, present blood pressure in the low side, background of diabetes, hypertension, a number of last few years events, including aortic mitral valve surgery, atrial fibrillation, ablation, and occlusion of the left appendage. Blood pressure present in the low side, but not severely symptomatic, no obstruction or urinary retention. Further advice with new reports, we will make a decision if he needs EPO treatment. For the time being, low sodium diet. Based on next blood test, we will advise anything related to metabolic acidosis, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, and potassium. All questions answered. Daughter participated of this encounter and dictation.